We're episode 17, fellas.
Is that what we are?
Episode 17. Episode 16 was the ill-fated election podcast special.
Allegedly, right. We went out live, but the computer can't verify that anymore. It had a meltdown, much like the election itself had a bit of a meltdown. Well,
we have decided that here at the Barry Bullock Hour, it is our duty to this nation.
Solemn duty.
Solemn duty.
As beer drinkers.
To determine what is Australia's worst beer. What is the creme de la creme of shit?
And we are creme de la creme of crap.
Creme de la creme of crap.
Nice alliteration.
And we are going to find out, and we're starting that journey here this evening.
A
beautiful Sunday evening here at the Kensington Palace.
Are you going to cut in like some Pokemon music or something?
I still think the dry dock lager was pretty bad.
Well, here we go. So here's the thing, audience.
The genesis.
I have, through sort of months of strenuous research, determined what I deem to be, through a variety of sources, 16 of Australia's worst beers.
Is this an unbiased...
I've tried to be as unbiased as I can. I've done some independent research to compile this list. All right. And I have come up with what I deem to be 16 of Australia's worst beers. What we're going to do starting tonight is we're going to blind taste test...
Oh, this is a smelly scarf.
...each and every one of them.
Oh, no.
Don't use the scarf.
Whose is that?
That's Tyrone's giant scarf. Don't use that.
This all started. Because Big Dog made the outrageous claim that Melbourne Bitter was better than VB or...
A claim which I've never been able to live to.
Disgraceful. We're trying to keep it as above board as possible. Every beer has been disguised, it has been clad. Even Callum, who will be pouring them, won't know exactly what they are until all three of us have tasted and all three of us have voted.
And now, from the wild, wild west, it's the battle of the big birds. Even Bitter takes on Swarm Road.
Callum, crack them brewskis. Give us a little...
I'm just going to try and get a nice little... There you go.
Bang. Oh, there we go.
I just realised that I've got a blocked nose.
There's absolutely no taste on that.
There's not much to that. I would say that's inoffensive. Mm. It's not terrible, it's inoffensive.
It's probably going to be a few of those over the course of this
dishonesty. That one's as runny as a bad case of diarrhea.
All right, boys, you ready for the results? The battle.
Is there a clear winner?
Well, there was. There's three of us, Big Dog. So, of course, there's going
to be... Oh, it's the Battle of Western Australia!
The Battle of Western Australia. Swan Draft versus Emu Bitter.
Ooh.
And I can tell you...
I had to go all the way to Perth to get these beers.
And I can tell you that at a score of 2-1, the worst beer coming from Western Australia... is Swan Draft.
Hey! Oh! That's the actual... The state beer as well. The main one.
Tastes like shit. Western Australia, lift your game.
As a side note, as we were prepping and getting ready to set up for this podcast, because believe it or not, we do actually do a minimal amount of setup.
We try to.
I did show the boys a version of Tom Jones singing Black Betty.
It is one of the most painful things I've ever seen.
What is Captain Jack Sparrow's drink of choice? Is it a beer?
I'd say it's probably rum.
And now, the beers from up here. The Sunshine State gives us two bottles of its finest. It's Great Northern versus 4X Gold.
Weak. That is actually weaker than the other two we've actually had.
That is awful.
That is.
That is
the worst we've had so far.
That is distinctly lacking in fizz. Yeah. Oh, the smell on the left is awful.
Is this been in some kid's napping or something?
It actually smells like shit. You're right, literal shit.
It actually smells like baby shit.
Callum, are you still there? It's creepy. He could just walk away, we'd never know. He's not there. Callum has left.
Callum just went to the toilet.
He has. He's actually left.
What are your thoughts on both of them, though, Cal?
Okay, so this has a worse nose.
That's the right hand one.
This has a worse nose. Not by much, but
neither of them are great.
But this has an aftertaste. I don't like it.
Please don't vomit on my computer. She's very old, but she won't make it.
I'm gonna go on the aftertaste. This has a worse nose, but on the aftertaste.
Interesting. Okay, blindfold down.
tell you what, this one's...
Did I vote against the trend, did I?
You did vote against the trend. With a score of 2-1, I can tell you
that... Oh, you're the 4X.
4X Gold has defeated Great Northern.
Magnificent.
Speaking of Pokemon... We weren't. Were we? Well, Callum claimed that the Pokemon game just popped up on his phone for a second there. But
it does.
There's been a lot of publicity about the Pokemon game and people walking on the train tracks and being run over because they were trying to catch Pikachu and all that sort of stuff. But there's been a lot of publicity about the idea of Pokemon and actually getting people up and about and doing all that sort of stuff. Interestingly, it's worked for me in the sense that I decided the other day, I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll nip into the Botanic Gardens and try and catch me some Pokemon.
Nice.
How did you do?
But I'd just like to say...
Has made
news. Golden Spatula for the week. Golden Spatula being the award we give out for something that's just a little bit underappreciated, much like your old handy kitchen spatula. I would like to say the Melbourne Botanical Gardens are genuinely beautiful.
They've got these bulb plants, which are theorised to have come across from Madagascar in these giant seeds.
When?
Giant seeds. Science said thousands of years ago because they've got...
From the Indonesian sign.
Pardon? No, from Madagascar.
Yeah, but like, how did they get to here?
They floated. They floated on the Indian Ocean.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, absolutely. And this extraordinary plant...
You should know about floating on water, Captain.
Some of them are...
I thought you were going to make a reference to me being Jesus or something. Like, settle down.
No, I was not.
Some of them are over thousands of years old. Yeah. Thousands of years old. Yeah. They're extraordinary plants.
Because I'm not averse to outrageous statements, but declaring that I am Jesus is a touch much.
A touch much?
Yeah.
But only a touch.
Only a touch.
Did my nation even have anyone running in Melbourne electorates?
Surely that would be a waste of their time.
They had someone running in WA and the rest were in Queensland.
I voted above the line. I will admit that. I voted above the line, so I did not notice whether One Nation had someone standing.
I just had a hot dog. I don't even think I had a hot dog. You had a hot dog.
I didn't have a hot dog. I had a sausage sizzle.
A sausage sizzle.
Come on. A hot dog?
Can I just
We're in Australia, my friend.
Oh, spoken like a
Australia
true one.
One Nation big dog. Like a jeez, we're in Australia. Don't
God
bring your
it.
American faffy hot dogs
God
here,
damn it.
Mate.
If an American, if a proud American... was at the election thing there. He would have seen that and he would have gone, this is a sausage in a slice of bread. In no way is that a hot dog.
You are frothing at the mouth despite having called the thing that you ate a sausage sizzle.
Well, it is. That's what it is.
No. You ate a sausage. The table, the barbecue, the event is a sausage sizzle because the sausages are sizzled.
Went down to the local primary school.
You don't eat the sausage sizzle, big dog, unless you're on an edible barbecue.
I disagree.
And now, the ultimate takeaway battle, the battle of the bees. The hipster champion versus the working class hero. It's Melbourne versus Victoria.
Oh, that!
Oh, the expression on Kieran's face. I wish you could have seen it.
You can't even get it to your mouth, and it just reeks.
Yeah, that's unpleasant. I think we have a contender. Oh, I'm going to have to talk.
Do you actually have to drink this?
Yes, you do.
She's rough.
Oh, shit, here we go.
Does it taste, real question, does it taste as bad
it
as it
tastes nice? Like a corn chip.
It doesn't, it does taste like a corn chip. What is it? It's
yes!
The worst beer, which one
yes!
is it?
Yes!
It's Melbourne Bitter!
It's Melbourne Bitter! Melbourne Bitter! Melbourne Bitter!
Melbourne Bitter has defeated Victoria Bitter at a
yes!
score of 2-1.
And now, the showdown. The Battle of South Australia commences. Hans Superdry versus Western Craft.
3-0, the worst beer from South Australia.
Right.
The Battle of South Australia. Awful. The South Australian showdown, West End, takes it out 3-0. Well, ooh. That was... We've had a pauper's Christmas here of beers.
I'll tell you what.
Disgrace. We're going to crack a couple of Hawthorn Gold Nails just to cleanse the palate.
Yeah, we need something.
But that is episode 17 coming to an exciting and an abrupt halt.
That's it. We're done.